Well, I guess it goes without saying this was a great night for Nashville. Very excited to, you know, have played the way we played tonight and hung in there. You know, the guys, I thought they did a great job staying focused all week long, and obviously have a great deal of respect for the Colts. And today was a game where we contributed with all three phases. Defense did a great job. They knew they had to be patient, and they were patient. We got some key stops, some key third down stops, and then, of course, the fourth down stops were huge momentum swings for us. And, Tully's play was a huge play there. And then, just carry managing the game. And, you know, we anticipated that they were going to commit to stopping our run. They did. So, you know, we turned it over to Kerry and made a lot of big plays for us. So I'm just very happy for the team right now. We've got a huge challenge ahead of us. We've got a short week, and we got a good football team coming in next weekend. Questions?
Coach, the Colts have had such a grip on this division for five seasons, and they've always had kind of a mental edge. What was the sentiment this week that there was a real chance for kind of a sea change here for you guys to kind of take that away and go on?
You know, the season's still early, and there's a lot of games left. You know, our focus was on the Colts and trying to prepare to try to find a way to beat them. That was the commitment that we made this week. And we're not looking ahead. We'll now look ahead to next weekend. But as far as the division stuff and all that stuff's concerned, you know, we're just trying to win ball games right now.
Coach, the defense kind of proved that it's probably the best unit in the league tonight. I mean, what else can they do to show that?
The defense has played well. The team's playing well. It's complementing it's each other, the offense and the defense, and special teams providing great support. So, y'all can compare us to whoever you want to compare us to. Right now, we're pleased with the way we played. The guys, they paid very close attention to the game plan. Jimmy did a great job with his staff, and now we're moving on. So, I've been saying this now for 6 weeks, so you're only as good as your next game.
Down 8 points, and you scored 25 unanswered. Talk a little bit about that experience.
Well, we're moving the ball, and we were disappointed we weren't able to get in the end zone, but we figured we'd have some more opportunities. And we just stayed patient. Mike did a great job, with the play calling, and Kerry put us in the right position. The turnovers and the fourth down stops give you a chance, especially with field position.
Is it a little bit more special to win a game like this on Monday night?
You know, the challenge this week was to take the same approach that we take for the noon games on Sunday. Didn't want to do anything different than we ordinarily do. And manage the day, the long day. Be patient. Don't burn the energy. Just, remain calm and just come out and play. So, I think now they'll be able to look back and say, hey, that was a rewarding experience tonight for them.
What do you do about the quick turnaround? How do you
change? I'm probably going to give them tomorrow off. The coaches will probably, some of them go back tonight. We'll get started tomorrow.
Coach, you're off to 7-0 start. Are you starting to get, first time in the franchise history, are you starting to get a sense of what is the potential of this team? Where is the ceiling?
We're trying to get better. That's all we're trying to do. I can look at this game. We left a lot of plays on the field today, and we're just trying to get better. And to a man in that locker room, that's what they'll tell you. When you ask them to improve, it's much easier to correct and try to improve and get better after wins. And that's what this team's been doing.
Talk about the rotation on the defensive line.
We felt like it was important that we went in with four healthy ends, and unfortunately David got dinged, but the three of them just kept playing. Javon played a solid game, and William Hayes got to play an awful lot, and this would be a good experience for him. We had the three tackles rotate, and I thought overall they knew what they had to do up front. We put a lot of pressure on them in the run game because, we kept both safeties, out of the run front.
Coach, besides the victory, what's the one thing that satisfied you most
tonight? I'm pleased for them. They've been working real hard, and they deserve to win tonight.
Anything else?
Thank you.